WJTL Ann Wilson, My Jesus, Building 429 Blameless. Hey, good morning, Quinn and Fred with you on this Monday, 7:03.
Happy Monday morning. We invite you to follow WJTL Praise and Worship on both Facebook and Instagram to keep up with Worship Song of the Day info, new worship releases, and songs from worship leaders, too. Plus, when you follow both of those places on social media, it's your daily reminder to join Christy Lee every Sunday morning for the worship Praise and Worship program from 6 to 10 right here on WJTL. And in fact, later on this hour, Christy Lee will stop by for the Worship Song of the Day Monday edition, so stick around for that.
Joining us this morning from Poema Visual Arts, Jeremy Miller's here. He's the founder and CEO. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. Good. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, so great to have you here. Thanks for coming in this morning. And anybody you want to say hi to?
I would love to say good morning to my wife, Anda, and my son, Josiah, as well as our Poema Visual Arts family.
I got to work with your son, Josiah, at a library show this summer.
You sure did.
Yeah, he great kid. He's a great guy.
I think so.
Yeah. Tell us about Poema.
Sure. So Poema is a somewhat strange word to some people, but it comes from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Right before it is a verse that we kind of all know about our salvation. It says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith and not of your own doing." It's not by anything that we've done. And so this is a really important verse. But then we get down to verse 10, and this is where our name comes from. It says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." That word workmanship is in Greek, poema. Literally, it means that we are God's poem, but it's been translated workmanship, works of art, handiwork, craftsmanship, all different words that really resound with creatives. And as I work with creatives, I've learned that for many of them, they find their worth in what they've made. If somebody loves what they've made, they have value. If they hate what they've made, well, then you hate me. And so we want people to realize that they are God's workmanship, that because they are his masterpiece, they have worth. But by the way, they were still created to do something. And whatever they do brings glory back to God. So as Poema Visual Arts, our mission statement says that we are a Pennsylvania-based ministry infrastructure facilitating discipleship, education, and community for Christian visual artists.
Very cool. So this is something that you told me has been like 20 years in the dream stage. How's this going to look? How's this going to manifest itself? How are you going to work with visual artists from the local area?
That's a great question. So there were three things that you heard in there: discipleship, education, and community. They are the three pillars that everything in our ministry is based around. We are an equipping ministry. We work with individual artists as well as churches. We believe that the church is God's mouthpiece here on earth, and we want to help churches to use the arts well and to minister to artists well. So we have a couple different avenues that we're building on, working on church connections, working on a biannual arts conference, eventually a space, as well as educational partnerships. We've done a few things up to this point. Through the summer, we did our summer art surprise, where we were able to give art grab bags to over 200 different students.
Wow, that's cool.
And to share with them that of all the wonderful things that God has made, the thing that he is most proud of and loves the most is them.
That's very cool. Now, if folks want more information, they can visit you online.
They can. Come to our website, poemavisualarts.org. And let
spell
me
Poema. Okay. Poema for us.
That is spelled Poema, then visualarts.org.
Very cool. And you have a launch event coming up, too.
We do. On September 24th from 6 to 10 o'clock p.m., we have a launch event at Warehouse 100.
And we'll talk more about that coming up and give you all the details and invite you out. So we invite you to stick around. Also on the way, Francesca Battistelli, Need to Breathe, and more music.